In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. We remember saints like Bartholomew to celebrate the bonds between us, all part of the one church, both here and now, and the church of past generations, which now continues its praise and worship in heaven. As saints go, Bartholomew is definitely not one of the greatest among them. We don't know a lot about him. But the point is, without just one of those saints, the church of today would be poorer. We are the inheritors of the saints, and we are building on their life and witness. When we consider young people, our junior church, as we have been and are keeping them in our prayers, when we do that, we realise that they rely on us older ones to pass on the faith so that they can build on it and in turn pass it on to those who will come after them. What we pass on, though, is not primarily a ready-made package of knowledge to take away. What we pass on is more a sense, an idea, an impression of fellowship, of being a part, of being, as St. Paul says, members of the body of Christ. And as we have already demonstrated, the word member is not the same as being a member of a club, say, where an individual pays their subscription and comes along when they feel like it or when they're on duty that day. To be a member of the body of Christ is precisely that, a member of a body on which the other members depend. Whether you are the greatest or the least, the oldest or the youngest, and as the eye serves the head, as it reaches out to pick up a piece of food for the mouth to feed the stomach, so we must say with Jesus, I am among you as one who serves. We must be living, breathing examples of this to the younger members of our church so that they know that they too are called to serve, to sit and to eat at the heavenly banquet along with the apostles, saints and martyrs of this and every age. Amen.